Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Yeah, absolutely no one. I know this. Get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell absolutely amazing. I know this is not the smell that you're thinking of from the 90s when your mom first pulled this out for you. These smells will light up your bathroom, honestly. They'll make your shower experience better.
It smells like a spa, actually.
Oh, yeah. And how do you know this?
Well, I mean, Nair's in the household. So anytime Nair's used, it smells like a spa.
You probably don't even know what it does.
It takes hair away.
It works in as little as 3 minutes. You don't have to bother with nicks, cuts, shaves. And the smooth lasts so much longer than shaving. You're also not going to have to deal with any of those shave bumps or anything like that, because the bumps are just as annoying as the nicks, right? Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all the nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates. So you can feel good about what you're putting on your skin and you can have a little bit of a me time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. And as Ben smelled for himself and he likes it, it's Ben approved. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. So if you've been looking for a love at first sight, it's closer than you think. It can be found at your local shelter. So this June 7th to 9th, join the Pedigree Adoption Drive. Pedigree brand will reimburse your dog adoption fees nationwide. Super special.
Pedigree knows that bringing a dog into your home not only opens their heart, it can open yours too. Visit pedigree.com/adoption-drive to learn more about the adoption drive and to see full terms and conditions.
This is the Almost Famous Podcast with iHeartRadio.
Bob, we're back. Welcome
back. The OGs.
Back.
The Yay. OGs are back.
Yay, we're Hello. Back. We're so excited. Hi, everybody. Hi, Bob.
Welcome back. Hello, Trista. I've missed you.
I know. I have missed this so much, and I'm so excited that Bachelor in Paradise has given us an excuse to get back together and talk to some OGs.
Some OGs. I mean, maybe not, you know, I wouldn't say super OGs. I guess we would be like super OGs.
Well, I think they're OGs and they're relative OGs, right? Yeah. So in Bachelor in Paradise world, Lace is Lace Morrison is going to be coming on to talk to us in a few minutes. But in Bachelor in Paradise world, she is an OG.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So maybe not compared to season one or season three, four. You're four. You're four.
I'm four. You're one.
One
you're
of one Bachelorette.
And
but
one. You're one and one.
I am one and one. That's
number
true.
One and one.
I forget this. You know, when we're not talking, I just forget because
the godmother life of the Bachelor franchise. And the grandfather.
That is what I've been pinned.
And I'm the grandfather.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
You're the godmother. I'm the grandfather.
Yeah. Grandfather. I see what you're saying. Yes. Sorry.
Grandpa Guinea over here.
And Grandpa Guinea. Dinosaur Guinea. And Dinosaur Trista reporting for duty.
Dinosaurus Bob. Yes.
So have you watched the episode Bachelor in Paradise, the new season?
I've watched bits and pieces, so I haven't seen the full episode, but I saw some stuff that gives me some fodder for conversation today. Regrettably, talk about an OG that left us. I get this alert about Coolio passing away, and I'm so sad.
What?
59 years old. In my mind, I used to think that was an old number. Now I'm like, it's not that bad. That's okay.
Yeah. 10 years away from me.
But Coolio, 8 years away from me. But in that same article, I then got to read some stuff about what's going on in Bachelor in Paradise right now. And I was like, interesting. In the headlines.
It will be in the headlines. It seems like if you watch the previews, you know, for the whole rest of the season, it's going to be in the headlines every single week. No doubt.
Yeah, I think so.
No doubt. Yeah, I'm really excited. As you know, I watch every season. I've watched every season of every show, every spinoff of the Bachelor franchise. And Bachelor in Paradise is definitely a favorite for me. I mean, Bachelorette holds a special place in my heart. And then Bachelor in Paradise is just, I don't know, it's really fun to watch.
You know, I gotta say, I think it's actually, there's so much more going on.
Yeah.
In a Bachelor in Paradise, because you've got, you know,
this
potential hookup happening. Who's going to propose?
Yeah.
What is Wells doing? You know, these are the things I'm thinking about.
Totally.
I was a bartender at Bennigan's, and I will tell you, you know, way back in the day, I loved mixing up a craft cocktail here.
Bennigan's.
Wells is up there just and just spilling the tea, getting all the dirty gossip.
He's good. I have never met Wells. I would love to meet Wells one of these days.
But... Oh, he's a good dude.
I'm sure.
No, you know, I was supposed to, and I couldn't make that golf trip. And then he came and joined me a few times. I think at least once or twice on my man panel on the Today Show.
But then
I got to know Sarah, his now wife. I got to know her prior to the two of them hooking up. She was at Derby one year. And sat right at the next table for me, and we hung out the whole time, and I loved it.
Awesome.
You know?
Yeah.
So that was really
fun. The connections, it's a small world.
I'm telling you, it really is. It really is.
All right. So I really want to get into this with Lace. So why don't we take a quick break, and then we'll bring Lace in.
Sounds great.
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works, and for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it. Where did you hear that rumor, Ben?
Oh, Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all. With 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
So, like, how to budget for a hot date in Malta, like Joey went on?
Yeah. Or how to baby step your way to being a millionaire before you're 35.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this episode on how much people spend on dating apps. So one guy is spending $499 a month.
He should really apply for The Bachelorette.
Or this one episode, which is what our Amazon purchase history says about us.
Why don't you just go and tap that subscribe button, Ashley?
Say less. This is really, really interesting. So to check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Smart Money Happy Hour and hit that subscribe button, which I just did. Your wallet and your next road trip will thank you. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you feel like you just need to get something off your chest, whether it's work, family, relationships, we all carry around different stressors all day, big and small. When we bottle up those stressors, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's been weighing you down.
Therapy's always been a benefit in my life. It's something that my wife and I do as a couple. It's also something I do personally. If nothing else, it's a great place to just release whatever is going on internally. It's a place where you can feel less alone. Therapy allows you to be the best version of yourself, which obviously life is short. And so the more we can be the better versions of ourselves, the better this whole thing is for us and the people around us. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/almost today to get 10% off your first month. That is BetterHelp, HELP.com/almost.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to. Hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns. Ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip. And I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. but the smell so close to my nose for so long. The worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit. And it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
There she is. Hi.
Hi, how's it going?
Welcome. You're now an OG. How does it feel to be an OG?
I'm like real OG. 6 years is a long time.
Try 20.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
All right. Okay.
No, you're not. Like, read the room, Lace. Read the room.
We're working our way towards it, you know? It's okay.
Oh my
Lace,
gosh,
so nice to meet you. I've never met you before. Pleasure to meet you. Welcome to the Almost Famous OG podcast.
Thank you.
Your ears must have been burning because we were talking about you before we brought you in the room. And I only got to watch bits and pieces of the episode, and I was catching up on some news because I've been traveling a little bit. And in the same news story that we've lost, you know, famed rapper Coolio, they bring up the Lace drama on Bachelor in Paradise. And let's just get into it. Shall we just dig into this thing?
Let's Why get not? Into it. Well, I guess starting out, I would love to know. So you were on Bachelor in Paradise season 3. You walked away engaged. So you were one of the engaged couples. And so when they asked you to be on this current season, was it an easy yes? Was it a possible no? How were you feeling?
Yeah. I don't know what I'll to say or not, but I actually was going to go on 2020 and then COVID hit. So that kind of was in the works, but then it hit and then we kind of just kept in touch and I talked to Lindsay and I guess it was kind of an easy yes, but I was scared because I was like, I don't know what I'm getting myself into.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't know anyone and no one would know me, but I was like, whatever.
Whatever is right. Right.
I think, well, here's the thing. So many moons ago when it was, when it wasn't Bachelor in Paradise, what was it for
Bachelor Pad? Yeah.
And our mutual friend Gwen went on several seasons after, but not, I think hers was even more. I think it was even more removed than Lace. I think because Lace, you know, Lace is a few years removed from Bachelor in Paradise stuff. But
actually, I'm going to stop you. Wasn't Gwen on Bachelor in Paradise?
What? No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I think it was Bachelor Pad.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
wait, I'm
did
not
Claire
sure.
Claire be the Bachelorette, though, from her season?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's true too. That's true too. Yeah. Well, I just think, you know, I think there's some interesting energy because you come in, you got, you know, all these, you know, kind of rookies who maybe they're eyeballing you. They're giving
rookies.
You the side eye, right? They're giving you kind of one of these. And I would think I would either walk in and be like, okay, I'm going to Machiavelli this whole thing, or, which I think is where Lace decided to go with this. I'm not speaking for you. I'm just saying, or I'd walk in and I would just be like, oh, I just want to be everybody's buddy. And then I'd end up being like, they'd be like, oh yeah, what's up grandpa to me? Cause I'm 100, but you're still young. And you know, so I can imagine for you, it was more kind of like, you know, being just more annoyed, I would think.
Me annoyed?
Yes.
Never.
I'm just thinking maybe I was the annoying one, but no, I mean, yeah, they're just so new to it and you know so much other stuff than them because you've been there before. So you're just like, all right, they'll follow me. We'll show them the ropes.
And then they didn't.
And they didn't. I had a blast by myself.
I mean, I love that. And I have to say, I think the whole birthday thing was freaking genius. Like, no one had a clue.
Impromptu, though. Like, I don't even remember how that came about, but it did. And I was like, screw it.
Even if it was impromptu, it still was genius because you were feeling like left out and, you know, like you weren't the rookie and all these people weren't paying any attention to you. And I am really sensitive as in terms of my feelings. And I would feel the exact same way going into it. And then you throw in a birthday and you're like, everyone's celebrating and now I'm the center of attention. And I thought it was perfect.
I loved it. I like it.
I mean, I'm proud of it. I definitely just wanted to step away for a minute and just breathe and take a little cat nap, I guess you will, but just lay there. And I was just frustrated. I'm like, why the heck did I come back? This is so silly.
Yeah.
I'm mad over people I don't even know, whatever the case is. So it definitely looked a little self-loathing and all of that, but it's okay. I just didn't want to react in front of everyone. So I just stepped away for a little bit.
I thought that was
good.
But Shanae
coming back and talking to me was the best thing that could have happened. So.
Oh, well, I think the birthday was the best thing that could have happened.
That's what I mean. It led to the birthday is True. What I mean. So.
Yeah. Awesome.
I liked it. I gotta be honest. I don't think that would have ever crossed my mind to do something like that. And I just love that it did because I think that it's one of those moments where it's like, you know, now if someone's going to like, if one of the girls wanted to be mean to you, which I know like a couple of them were thinking about it. It's like, now really you're gonna be mean to someone on their birthday. Like, honestly, you can, what kind of monster would do something like that? And so you literally are in this great position. And then That's at the end so of it, smart. You're like, oh yeah. And it's not my birthday.
I think I'm more proud because no one knew it was my birthday until the show aired. So I think I'm more proud that I kept a secret.
Yes.
So
my God. Yeah. Yes. Love it. Okay. So when you were in the room, like giving yourself a cat, taking a cat nap, whatever, let's see, how do I say this? When you were on season 3 with Grant, was part of the catnap situation that you were feeling these feelings from when you were there the first time or no?
Ooh, little flashback type of thing?
I think it was more so like I didn't know anyone. It was hard to connect with people because they're all trying to do their thing and I wasn't connecting with any guys either. Don't get me wrong. Everyone was really nice overall.
Good. Yeah.
I felt triggered. And so I was having my own personal reactions that last time was better. This time sucks. It was just so easy last time I came back. This time it's hard and I'm frustrated. So
yeah,
maybe a little bit, but not nothing to do with Grant, but yeah.
Just being in the same place. Cause it's the exact same place.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
I can see that.
Right.
Yeah. I can't imagine how it wouldn't.
Yeah, totally. I was questioning, like, should I have come back? Like, am I too old for this? Am I being dumb? I just had all these thoughts, but it's okay.
I think that's natural, though.
That's totally natural.
I think that's
natural.
Totally natural. Yeah, I would feel the same. So I am the guy that, like, literally second guesses everything I do 24/7 anyway. So I would have been on the plane there going, this is a horrible mistake. What am I thinking? Why am I doing this? Then I would have landed. I'd be like, oh, hey, what's up, guys? And then I would think I'm having a great time. Then, like, 15 minutes later, I'd be like, what a disaster. I should have never done this. So I can totally get that. What I think is interesting, though, is – so how did the producers, when they, I know you kind of touched on this when we first started talking, but how did they like approach you to be on this season? And what did they say that was just like the thing that was like, yep, I'm going to do it?
I couldn't tell you. It was just me and Lindsay talking for over 2 years. And I just
Lindsay, just for perspective, tell everyone
sorry,
who Lindsay is.
Lindsay Lyles, the producer.
Okay.
I was talking to Lindsay Lyles, the producer, and we had been in contact for 2 years and I remember just following up with her like, oh, I know Bachelor in Paradise is starting soon. And it was very short, I think, just kind of short conversations. And then I get a call from her when I'm at the Rockies opening day and she's like, hey, you sure you don't have a boyfriend? I'm like, yeah, I swear. Why? She goes, do you want to go back on Paradise? And I was like, oh, shit.
Here's the call.
You're like, now I did
I'm like,
this.
I'm
I have
Rockies
to say yes.
Yeah. I can't leave now.
Yeah.
So awesome. Okay. So I would love to know when you filmed it, how were you feeling about it compared to when you watched it the other night? Did you watch it?
Yeah, I know I watched it. I had my hood over my head. I was just kind of like peeking out. I'm like, oh God.
Were you nervous? Were you excited? Were you sitting there with friends? Like,
oh, watching this episode the other night?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was actually really nervous because that trailer that they put out of me, I thought it was going to be so much worse. And I was like, they are not doing this. Oh, great. Did I really say that? And I forgot you know this. Yes. You blank out of so many things that you say. And yeah. You're like, oh, I did say that, didn't I? Okay. And so I was just cringing and I'm like, I don't know if I can watch this. But then when we watched it, I was just laughing my ass off. Seriously.
Oh, good. Okay, good. Sense of humor is important in these shows. So right, what was the
I
thing?
I ended up finding it funny.
What was the thing that you were cringing about hearing that you said?
I think me saying, this is the prettiest I've ever been. No one's paying attention to me. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me, Lee. Like, how old are we? And then I think just seeing me lay there in the bed, just kind of pouting and talking. And I kind of just kept reiterating to Shanae, like, oh, no one was talking to me. Wish I wouldn't have said some of that, but that's okay.
Hey, learning lessons, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're
well,
in the moment.
I think, you know, it's, I mean, I feel like Bachelor in Paradise is so devious. Like, I would never last a minute on that show because I look at it, it's like the kind of like the Bachelor or the Bachelorette meets Big Brother meets Survivor.
Right.
You know, it's like a cage match in my head 24/7 when I think about being on that show. Cause I'd be like, oh, you know, this girl's really cute. I should talk to her. And then meanwhile, she's going to be like, all right, I'm not going to give him my rose. I'm going to give it to this dude because this guy will keep me around longer so I can mess with that chick. It's just the whole mind right. meld of things right. blows me away. I could never yeah. think
I
like
also
that.
Feel like you get to be yourself a little more on Paradise too.
Yes. Right.
That's true.
You're not so like, high strung and like tense on the Bachelor or Bachelorette.
That's true. That
are
is
there
true.
Any moments in this episode that happened to other people or were involving other people, not necessarily you, that you were cringing on, like saying, oh God. And you know, obviously what happens. So it's all been right. taped. So you know what happens, you know what's going to come to fruition. So is there anything that you watched that you were cringing thinking, why are they acting like that? Or what are they doing? Or what are they thinking?
I definitely think the Kira, Jill, and
Romeo.
Thank you, Romeo. I struggled to say everyone's name all season. It was bad. I think that little love triangle was a disaster. And it was actually very intriguing, fascinating, and annoying watching Romeo the way he was with these women. I almost felt like I just wanted to get inside of his head. Like, what are you thinking right now? Cause he was just trying to play all these women and it just came to bite him in the ass so bad. And then I felt like, I don't know. Yeah.
I was wondering, cause I kind of got that impression too, when he literally told Jill, I want to work on us. I don't want to deal with Kira. And then Kira comes and sits down and I'm like, why are you telling Jill to go hang out with everybody else? And you're going to sit here with Kira. Like, I get that you're like, let me live in peace and let me pursue this with Jill. But at the same time, I'm like, why didn't you just be like, okay, we're going to go hang out.
Totally.
See you later, Kira, or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah. And it was weird to watch too. And Jill's, you know, she was pretty sensitive to the whole thing, which I don't blame her because it was kind of rude. And Kira came in very aggressive and I don't know what word I'm looking for, but just very aggressive.
I think aggressive is a good word.
It seems like Romeo was trying to like unwind the web. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like if you sit down with someone and you have this like heart to heart when you know, you've already said that you're in the other one, it's because you're trying to do damage control. You don't want something to blow up on you.
Totally. And I also think he was trying to be the Bachelor on Paradise.
No.
that's what it came off at least.
Yeah. Okay. So I also want to know, Chris Harrison is clearly not on the show anymore. How did it feel having Jesse there as opposed to Chris?
I think Jesse's a really good substitution, honestly. I think he's great. Very personable. I've obviously missed Chris Harrison because that was the show, you know, but I think Jesse is a great substitute. I really like him.
I do too.
Kind of. I kind of like him.
Oh no. Why kind of? Just because
he
loves Chris.
He's always giving us surprises left and right. You'll have to find out.
Not him. That's the producers.
Yeah.
We know.
Yeah, that's Lindsay. That's Lindsay behind the scenes.
Exactly.
Lindsay.
Yeah, you should get back on the phone. No. Do another Rockies game and call her.
Another Rockies game.
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works, and for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it. Where did you hear that rumor, Ben?
Oh, Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all. With 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
So, like, how to budget for a hot date in Malta, like Joey went on?
Yeah. Or how to baby step your way to being a millionaire before you're 35.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this episode on how much people spend on dating apps. So one guy is spending $499 a month.
He should really apply for The Bachelorette.
Or this one episode, which is what our Amazon purchase history says about us.
Why don't you just go and tap that subscribe button, Ashley?
Say less. This is really, really interesting. So to check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Smart Money Happy Hour and hit that subscribe button, which I just did. Your wallet and your next road trip will thank you.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7. Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to: hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns. Ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip, and I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. But the smell so close to my nose for so long. The worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit, and it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply, and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online. True love is always being excited from the moment you see one another and every time after that. It's taking long walks together in the summer, gazing longingly into each other's eyes, and, well, watching their tail wag when they chase a squirrel in the yard. The Pedigree brand asked about believing in love at first sight, and honestly, the answer is yes. I feel like the moments that you meet your future dog are always like the most special. So when we adopted Lois, she looked like a bunny. She was like a 4-pound bunny, and she had these ears that were super high, and she turned the corner and I was just like, well, what, am I not going to bring this dog home? It was just a given.
Adopting a dog can lead to a lifetime of meaningful connections. A Pedigree loyalty survey revealed 95% of dog owners say that the bond they have with their dogs is closer than expected. Real love can exist between pet and pet parent. Pedigree is committed to helping more dogs find loving homes. Opening your home to a dog can help open your heart. Love at first sight is closer than you think. It's available at your local dog shelter.
Find love at first sight with the Pedigree Adoption Drive June 7th to 9th, and the Pedigree brand will reimburse your dog adoption fees nationwide. Visit pedigree.com/adoption-drive to learn more and see full terms and conditions.
Hey, it's Megan King from Intimate Knowledge. If you want to know what was really happening between me and Mike Johnson from Bachelor Nation in Vegas, listen right now to Intimate Knowledge and get all of the not safe for work details. Listen to Intimate Knowledge on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
What do you think it is? I mean, what is it about the state of Colorado that kicks out so many people in this franchise? A lot of
Coloradoans.
Coloradoans.
Now you're making me overthink it. It's
Coloradoans.
Right? People from Colorado. There's a lot of people from Colorado on this show over the years. And I mean, you guys, I mean, it's got to be something in the water, I have to believe. It's all that crisp mountain air.
Yeah, maybe.
We're drinking some good water here.
Yeah, absolutely. Fresh from the springs.
Some of the best come from Denver. You meant to say that.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I mean, so you get on the show. Now, had you ever crossed paths with any of the people that were cast on this season of The Bachelor in Paradise previously? I mean, I know we all seem to occasionally run into one another. Like I met Genevieve.
Oh, yeah.
Just recently. And it was really funny. And Trista, you'll appreciate this story. So myself, Ben Higgins, and Jason Tardik drove from L.A. to Vegas. And we had to do this big interview on the couch there. And Genevieve was actually sitting right next to me. And I'm like, hi, I'm Bob Genny. Nice to meet you. And she's like, nice to meet you, too.
Who are you?
And so we're doing the show. And Ben's like, the legend, my favorite Bachelor of all time, Bob Genny is here. And I mean, Bob, you know, and Genevieve looks at me and she goes, who? And I'm like, I go, and I couldn't help myself. Like it just tickled me to such a degree. I started laughing. I looked at her, I go, the guy you met like 4 minutes ago, who said, hi, I'm Bob Genny. That's who he's talking about. She's like, oh, hi. Nice to meet you.
Lunch is your best friend.
It was so funny. And she turned to Rachel and she goes, who is he? Who's Bob Genny? I'm like, oh, that'd be me. You know,
that's so crazy to me about these people that don't know us from the past, because I watched all of your guys' seasons before I went on. So I don't know.
You got to do your homework, you know,
about, right?
I thought it was really funny. But it was kind of interesting because she was there and Victoria Fuller was there also.
Yep.
And I think they're both on this season as well. Right.
Yeah.
So I don't know either one of them at all, but I, you know, had a couple minutes to talk to each of them and thought they were really fun. And, you know, did you find that you had some allies on the show? Did you make some allies on the show that were kind of like who you could lean on after that first night of, you know, your birthday party?
Yeah, definitely. Actually, Brittany Galvin is the one that kind of, because when I first arrived, she was the warmest. She said that her and her mom were big fans of me from the past episode. So she remembered, she was like the only one that knew who I was. And she
Which
was really
one is
excited.
Brittany? The blonde?
Brunette. No, she's in, she, we kind of look a little similar, I would say.
From Chicago.
Really pretty brunette. Yeah, Chicago.
Yeah, yeah. Got it.
I'd say she was my biggest ally.
I think that's awesome that you end up, because she seems really nice, you know, but you never know. And when you're in paradise, man, things can go sideways awfully quick.
I would say, you know? I did. There was more people, like more of the girls didn't get along last time I was on paradise. Mm-hmm. There was kind of cliques, but this time I feel like all the girls were just friends, which is really
cool.
Oh,
that's good. There was no drama with Shanae.
We'll get there. I mean, I was fine with her, but from what I heard, I think in the Kira thing, I think Kira was maybe a little like intense. Some people steered away from her. But other than that, I'd say we all got along.
I'm wondering how she's feeling after the airing of the first show. Because after the porn star comment, she was, and as a physician, I was like, wow. I wonder if she was like joking with the producers in those moments.
Right.
And but it, you know, they're going to use it. If you
Hold
say
on,
it,
I don't know what we're talking about right now.
So
I missed
Kira,
that.
Oh, you missed it?
Kira is a physician.
Well, I know who Kira is. I don't know the comment you're speaking of, though.
So in her, like this is me, I'm Kira, I'm going to be on the show kind of thing in the beginning. Yeah. She's talking about what she's looking for on the show, how she's going to act, da-da-da-da. And she said something like, I think in a previous life, I was a porn star. Or in another life, I think I would be a porn star. And because she was talking about how many times, like her goal on the season, from what I remember, is how many times she wanted to get in the Boom Boom Room a lot. Meaning, you know what the Boom Boom Room means. Like wanted to,
I've heard of it.
So she put it out there, and I'm wondering if she's how she's feeling after.
Oh my God! Yeah.
See, I didn't get close enough to her. I mean, I'd love to write her and get inside of her head and talk to her, but I have no idea what she's actually really like. I don't know if that's just her and she's comfortable with that, or
if that's fine.
Like, oh shoot!
Yeah. That's totally fine if she is, and if she isn't, I my heart goes out to anyone who kind of says something and then they're like, oh crap, you know, like how
not
you were talking
how
about.
It follows you, you know?
Even though everyone who's on Bachelor in Paradise should realize because they've already been on a show. So
I even went in there with the mentality like, don't say too much, don't say stupid stuff, and I still did. It's just bound to happen.
Well, you probably get in the moment, you're just having fun. You got
to
come
to the Yeah.
I would be like, so like if I were the girl that said the porn star thing, I would be so stressed out about what my dad would think. You know what I mean? Like
that's
I would
exactly
be so
exactly what we were. Yep.
Oh
yeah. Or my patience.
And there's that.
You know,
it's already hard enough being like in a bikini and your boobs popping out with your dad watching, like saying that comment on top of that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yes. A little uncomfortable.
That is brutal.
A little uncomfortable, but you know what? I mean, everyone's, it always goes away. You know, it takes time.
Yeah, eventually.
But all the drama goes away. I mean, you were not technically, you were considered the villain on Ben's season. And how, like, did you come out of that really sad? Like, how were you feeling after getting that kind of edit, if you will?
Right. I almost think it was more brutal then too, because there was pages made of me. I had to block so many pages and people just
Instagram.
Like, on Instagram, it was, I can't even remember how to describe it. They'd put these evil eyes on me and then blood splattered or some weird like that.
Oh my
and
God.
So I remember just like, I stayed home for a week after The Bachelor aired because it was just so bad. And I was like, wow, I'm getting a lot of hate. But by the time I left, people kind of turned and they were like, oh my God, you're actually really great. Sorry about that, blah, blah, blah.
Totally.
But it was absolutely horrible when I first came off. Because of course me and Olivia, I think were the worst. But I got over it pretty quick.
Good. But, good.
Because yeah, I mean, people turned around, but I was just like, forget them. That's someone behind a stupid screen.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
Oh my God. I wouldn't even be able to handle that. I would be so in my own head.
Yeah,
oh my gosh.
I wouldn't either. It would take me way longer than a week.
Yeah.
Well, no, no, no. I mean,
I'd still be in bed
that
now.
Was me getting out of my apartment, but it took a little bit. But I mean, I got over it sooner than I expected, you know, especially with them begging me to come on Paradise and all that. So,
yeah, that's true. You went on Paradise, what, how long? The next year, right? The next. Yeah, got it. Yeah. So I guess it wasn't that long. And I feel like Paradise gives everyone kind of a second chance at love, but also a second chance at like your, what do you call it? Reputation or
like
your character.
Button,
you know? Yeah, totally. I've been wondering about Shanae, if this will be her reset, you know, or if she's just going to come out of it and even more people are going to be mad at her. Who knows?
Yeah. See, I didn't even know about any of the drama there. So everyone had to fill me in. I'm like, what happened? I didn't watch your season. And so, but I thought Shanae was nice. So
good.
Maybe it is her reset.
Nice.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Who knows? I think these shows are great. I mean, I watch every single one of them. Bob knows that. I am a huge fan. No, always have been, always will be. And yeah, it's just fun for me. You all are like little family. You're like my little babies.
I love that you're still around.
Fairy godmother of the show.
Aren't you still in Colorado?
Yes, in Vail or near Vail. I always say Vail for people who don't know Vail, but we're in the Vail Valley, technically.
I am headed up to Georgetown after this to go see some foliage.
Oh, it's beautiful right now. Foliage.
How far apart are you two? Like, Lace, where do you live in relation to where Trista lives?
We're like 2 hours.
I could see where she lives. I can look at the mountains out my door. Yeah, it's like 2 hours.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not bad.
And we go to Denver all the time for hockey. We'll be there. Actually, I'm flying out next weekend, but I am going to Denver to visit my esthetician.
All right.
Time for a plug. Yeah. Yes.
Exciting, so fresh. All right.
Yeah, that's perfect. Well, I'm excited that you wanted to come on with us and talk about it, because I think it's, I mean, it's obviously big news right now. You know, the fact that you came up with a really clever way to sort of get some attention and, you know,
it's the amount of narrative. People coming to me saying, hey, Luce, happy birthday.
Oh my God. What is the Luce thing? I don't get it. Like, why did he think it was?
Why?
I did watch the Lace. Like,
well, because I
mean,
you,
Lace Luce, I get it, but.
Yeah. I saw someone's comment actually, and her name's Lacey. It was a random comment. And she goes, you would be surprised how many people actually get our names that way, like Lucy, instead of Lacey or something.
Yeah, right.
So I get that. But I remember Wells was like, yeah, go spend your birthday with Logan. I'll bring your drinks over. And so I had said something to Wells, and he's like, yeah, something Lace. And then.
He
that's
just heard
how
it
all unraveled. And so he thought my name was Luce the whole time.
I mean,
I don't know.
Oh God. I hate it when people call me a different name. I mean, I get it. I get it that people are like, Trisha. I'm like, literally, I sent an email last week and it said Trista. And the guy writes me back, Trisha. And I'm like, dude, I am not Trista.
Big
it's
difference.
In writing. Like, it drives me nuts. So
I have a friend who has like two first names, and inevitably they always will get a response to their emails. And you know, it'll be like, you know, it'll use the last name as the first name, like, thanks, Kelly. And I'm like, no, that's not who you're talking
that's
to. But I think about it all the time. You know, my name's impossible to get right, because you can't pronounce my last name to save
Guiney.
Anyone. You know. Oh, Bob Guimey, Bob Gooney, Bob Quincy. So I get it, you know. I really do.
And that little you in there.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, no one can read, apparently. No one can read.
No,
it's so funny because I feel like I can't get away from Luce, because while I was waiting for the show to air, my parents live in Missouri, and there was someone running.
I'm from Missouri.
Really? They live in Joplin.
How funny.
Nothing exciting.
I've been to Joplin.
Cute.
Yeah.
And there's someone running for their little city with the name Luce. And then I went golfing just a couple months ago. And it was this couple we were golfing with. And at the final hole, she tried to say, because we got to know each other. And she goes, Luce, something, something. And her partner goes, that's not Lace, or that's not Luce, it's Lace. I pretended not to hear, but I was like, how did I just get called Luce again? Never in my life I ever been called that. And all of a sudden, since the show, it's like nonstop.
I feel like people are trying to, like, you know, when you give someone a nickname because you're close to them, Yeah. People are trying to give you a nickname thinking that they're, you know, on really good terms with you. And in fact, they're actually, you know, doing the opposite.
And you don't know me.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway,
I actually just had that experience where I was trying to give the waiter a nickname at the pool and he wasn't having it. He just was not.
What was his name?
His name was Kevin. And I'm like, K-Train. Hey.
Oh, no, you did.
K Diesel. Hey, you know, I mean, I tried everything. I went with like 10 options and literally on every single one of them, he would walk by and just ignore me. And I can't handle that. I'm like, dude, what's going on?
That sounds like
do you know what would have worked, Bob?
Total dad move.
So maybe next time, don't go with the nicknames and just send him some money.
Yeah.
Give him some money.
Hi,
here's
Kevin.
Here's some bills, Kevin.
Here's a 20.
Here's K-Train.
And then I'll be like, you like that money, K-Train? All right, I got you. Yeah. good note. Oh, I'm going to write that down. Hold on a second. I'll do that next time.
All right. Well, Lace, thank you so much for coming on and chatting with us OGs, us old gals and guys.
Yeah, we really appreciate
it. I'm glad
it.
I got to come on this one.
Heck yeah. We're excited to have you on and excited to see how the show unfolds and
I know.
All that good stuff. We're rooting for you.
Should be
I'm
fine.
Not going to call you Luce. I almost said Luce. We're
don't.
Rooting for you, Luce.
No, we are. No.
I'm rooting for Lace.
Thank you. I appreciate that. There should be some more comedy this week. So.
Okay, good. We like comedy.
Yes.
Maybe we can tell. Maybe we won't. I don't know.
Oh, boy.
I love it.
Oh, Lord.
All right. Spoiler alert.
It was fun to meet you guys. I know, right? Don't tell anyone.
Great to meet you, Lace. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Lace. Bye.
I like her a lot. I think she seems really cool.
She's great. I mean, you know what television can do, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was actually, I was thinking about it, but then when you brought it up, when she was the villain on Ben's season, and I was like, oh my God, that's right.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, now I wonder if Shanae is such a villain that they can't have two. So it's like Lace just comes out smelling like a rose.
Oh, they can have two.
The rose thing.
Oh, yeah. It's so good. Yeah, I think they can have two, but we'll have to wait and see, like, you know, how things go. I think it'll be a really great season. You know, at the beginning, I think that she said that she thought it was going to be boring in the show this past week. She said that it was going to be boring. Like her season was so much more drama filled than exciting.
Yeah.
But I don't know, watching the previews, it seems like it's going to be a really good season. So
I just feel like people that go on that show in particular, they know why they're there, right? They are there to just stir up the sauce. There is no, I mean, they're going to have fun, you know, and it's going to be next level, you know, just hijinks. I mean, I can't even
possibly
imagine. Like I said, like, I mean, honest to God, that show in and of itself terrifies me because I feel like, oh my God, I would go on there and just, I'd get so taken advantage of. I'd get played into everybody's little mind meld thing. I'd be just screwed over day one. And it's like, and I get it because I'm so trusting. And you cannot go on that show and not have your wits about you. Because I feel like on Bachelor in Paradise, everybody is scheming, you know?
I don't know though, because there's Brandon and Serene. I believe it's Brandon. They right out the gate are super cute couple. You can just envision them getting engaged after the first night. So there are people like that, that I feel like are definitely there to find love. And seriously, I want to know how many people on the show have DM'd each other prior. Cause all the girls are getting there on the beach and they're like, ah. I'm like, you knew they were going to be there. Like, I'm sorry, but you guys have been talking for months, you know, maybe for a few weeks at least. So I wonder how many of them actually connect via DM.
I'm sure you're right. I mean, I'm sure you're right. They hear a rumor that so-and-so might be on. And so then they maybe dig into that a little bit and like, oh, I want her to know who I am before we get there. I mean, there's all this gameplay, Trista. It's crazy.
There's
talk.
Lots of gameplay. I know.
Yes.
I know. I don't like games, but you know what? It's okay because I don't have to like games anymore. I've been married for almost 19 years. So
but you can
go.
Watch other people's games and find them amusing.
I can. This is true.
which I gotta be honest, it is a guilty pleasure. I mean, I do find this show to be pretty compelling. So I think it'll be interesting to see what happens and, you know, find out, you know, just how deep things go. And, you know, that, I mean, honestly, for Lace to be front and center on the Us Weekly blast, I was like, oh my God, how timely, you know? And I'm sure that's why the very intelligent producers who work on our show probably booked her. They were already thinking like that. They're smarter than everyone.
Yeah, they're pretty smart.
Damn that shit.
All right, BG.
All right. Well, hey, another great episode of Almost Famous, the OGs.
Yeah. I love it. And hopefully we'll be back next week.
I sure hope so. Well, thank you, Trista. Thanks for carrying that interview. I know you definitely knew a lot more about Lace than I did. And I'm glad now that I've got to meet her, and I actually really enjoyed having her on. And I think that now I got someone really to root for on the show. So I'm fired up.
Yeah. And I don't know if we'll have any more OGs on this season, but we'll have, I mean, there are lots of OGs with opinions, and I'm sure there's lots of OGs who are watching. So
yeah.
So we'll have a lot to talk about. In the
we always do. We don't even we don't even need an OG to talk about it because we've got so much to talk about anyway.
True.
So
it can just be us.
Yeah, I'm good with it. All right.
Sorry.
Bye, T-Dog. Bye, T-Bone. Bye, T-Rista.
Train. Bye, T-Train.
Bye, T-Train. See you soon. Godspeed.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
As important as choosing the right destination when traveling is choosing the right travel partner.
Gene! Gene Fodor!
Gene, what's good?
But be careful, because the worst trips result when two partners have two different agendas.
The CIA really need your help, Gene.
Freeze, Americano! Huh? Oh!
Gene! Run!
Listen to Fodor's Guide to Espionage on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you want to level up your marketing and business knowledge, look no further than the Marketing School podcast, hosted by Neil Patel and yours truly, Eric Su. It is the number one marketing podcast on Apple and number 15 on business in the United States. Now, if you want to listen to interesting conversations with operators that have been there, done that, also with other interesting guests, then listen to Marketing School every weekday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. I'm excited to announce a new season of my podcast, Math and Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing. Our guests this season show us big risk can yield big rewards. Like Rob Riley, the creative head of one of the world's leading advertising firms.
I try to create environments where anybody can say anything without any judgment.
Listen to a brand new season of Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey guys, this is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season we're taking on WASP, the Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs and Schools.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us.
He was trying to brand us. So we were going to become the McDonald's of kid treatment.
Join my host as they unravel the story of the largest and most shocking organization in the history of the troubled teen industry. Listen to season 2 of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.